This is the Triple R Midday News with Anna Webster
and Pia Van Stralen. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York in her campaign to gain Australia a seat on the UN Security Council. Ms. Gillard has highlighted Australia's peacekeeping efforts internationally, especially the nation's involvement as the only non-NATO presence in Afghanistan. The two-year seat on the Security Council is also being sought by Luxembourg and Finland.
Police are gravely concerned that missing Melbourne woman Jill Maher has been abducted. CCTV footage released to the public shows Maher speaking to a man wearing a blue hoodie outside a bridal store in Sydney Road, Brunswick, in the early hours of Saturday morning. Police are still calling for witnesses to come forward.
The Tasmanian Legislative Council debate over gay marriage is continuing today. If the bill is passed this afternoon, Tasmania will become the first Australian state to legalise gay marriage. Justin Coonan from the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby says the decision could go either way.
The closest I think we've come to marriage equality in Australia. Obviously, we hope it goes through. If it doesn't, we'll keep on working. We know we'll get there.
Federal Health Minister Tanya Plibersek is looking to private hospitals to train medical graduates who've missed out on internships next year. A government report found graduates are moving overseas to register as doctors because local places aren't available. The government proposes graduates accept 12-month internships in private hospitals and then work in regional areas once they're registered. AMA President Dr. Stephen Parnas says this isn't a long-term solution.
1 year as an intern is really only the next step in the process, and we're concerned that governments at both state and federal level haven't given enough consideration or put resources into those other levels.
An Australian Council of Trade Unions report has found one in four Australians under 30 are working for cash in hand. Keelia Fitzpatrick, a youth officer at the council, says workers don't know their rights.
Although in essence they will be covered by occupational health and safety law, these types of workplaces, so in the retail and hospitality industries where these jobs are taking place the most, the employer is in a very, very strong position to tell the injured worker that they simply have no right to go away.
The number of Australians living with dementia is predicted to rise by one-third by 2020. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report also estimates that by 2050, 900,000 Australians will suffer from the condition. Kayla Morgan from Alzheimer's Australia says the report is further evidence extra funding is needed. She's calling for the government to invest $200 million in research over the next 5 years.
We need money for research so that researchers can develop new treatments and interventions to prevent dementia and hopefully one day cure it.
A group of cyclists are calling for an end to helmet laws. Jeff McLeod from The Freestyle Cyclist says the laws have failed Australian bike riders. He says helmets do not increase cyclist safety and have reduced the popularity of commuting by bike, particularly among women and teenagers.
We're hoping to have a sensible solution for cyclists to have the same rights as they have in the rest of the world. Australia and New Zealand are the only two countries that have taken away cyclists' rights and made them wear helmets when it actually hasn't been responsible for affecting the injury rate on our roads.
And now to sport with Ildi Amon.
The Victorian government is warning against ticket scalping ahead of this weekend's AFL and NRL grand finals. The sports minister says those caught selling tickets at inflated prices could face fines of up to $8,000. Former Hawthorn president Jeff Kennett has praised the contribution made by Indigenous players to the AFL. He says five key players will be crucial in deciding the result of this weekend's big game. Lance Franklin, Cyril Rioli and Sean Burgoyne will take to the field for the Hawks, while Adam Goods and Lewis Jetta will play for Sydney. And in tennis, Sam Stosur is up against Maria Sharapova in the quarterfinals of the Toray Pan Pacific Pro in Japan. Ildi Amon, Triple R News.
Today's weather, partly cloudy, mainly dry and a chance of thunder, top of 27 degrees. Tomorrow, isolated showers and a chance of thunderstorms, 21. It will be a cloudy weekend with scattered showers, hail and thunder expected for the grand final on Saturday, 14, and Sunday, clearing showers, a max of 15. This has been Triple R's Midday News with Pia Van Stralen
and Anna Webster.